सर पे आंख उठाए, मन तो उड़ता ही जाए, संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए। दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। तू जो धरा पे पधारे, गुल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे, गुलशन तो महक जाए, तू जो इसे सवारे, हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
is seeing the lines of fortune of every child. The line of the sparkling star in the forehead, in the eyes, the line of love and power, on the lips, the line of a smile, and on the feet, the ray, the line of multi-million attainment in every step. All of you to feel very happy, don't you, on seeing your lines of fortune. In your heart, you sing, oh, how great is my fortune. On seeing the divine star on the forehead of each one, even Bap Dada, is happy and sings the song in his heart, how great my children are, wah, my children, wah. What song is being heard from the hearts of the children? Wah, Baba, wah.
Bachche bhi wah. Baap bhi wah.
the children are Vaha great, and Baba also is Vaha great. So what has this whole gathering become? It has become the gathering of Vaha, 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 great, great, great. So you should always remain cheerful on seeing your fortune all the time. Just as this, at this moment, you're all so cheerful. This fortune you receive only at this time in the confluence age. Every moment of the confluence age has a very big value. One moment of Sangam Yug
of Nashiyodati
becomes imperishable or each moment of Sangam Yug becomes imperishable
Har ghadi ka
because every moment has a connection with 21 births. One moment of this time is connected with 21 births. Therefore, check. Even if one moment is wasted, then it is not a matter of one birth, but it is a matter of 21 births, because each moment is connected with 21 births. This is why at this time Bap Dada from time to time draws your attention. So Bap Dada draws your attention from time to time that even one moment or one thought of the confluence age should not be wasted by you, because if you waste it, it is not just wastage of one birth, but you waste it in 21 births. every moment you should remember the importance of Sangam Yuga, of this confluence period. Every moment you should remember the importance of the confluence age. Bap Dada, Bap Dada gave homework of not wasting any thought or any moment of the confluence age. So did you do your homework? Those who think that we did pay attention and thereby we did get success, we did get success most of the time, that is, we did apply according to our aim. They raised their hand. Raise your hand high. Baba is looking around to see how many really paid attention and got success in not wasting their time and thoughts. The homework which Baba gave. And Baba is giving the certificate. All of you did not do the work.
Sangam Yuga mein dogo.
All of you did not do the work.
Agar sadhavati mein.
If you always keep the importance of the confluence age in your intellect, that this task has been given to me by the imperishable Father. Because each moment is becoming imperishable, because the imperishable Father has given this blessing. If you think in this way, then it will happen easily. Bap Dada has told you there is a line of multi-millions in every step of every Brahmin. So a line of multi-millions in every step, which means how many multi-millions you get at the confluence age. You get such a golden chance for all this attainment. Each one of you has have to keep this awareness, keep the awareness of this fortune in you. Each one of you have to keep the awareness of this fortune in you. Many children think want to know what does really Bap Dada want from us. So what Bap Dada wants from each one of from you is that each child, what Bap Dada wants from you is that each child becomes a double king. This is what Baba wants you to become. Each child becomes a double king. That is, at this time, a self-sovereign, and in the future, a world sovereign. No child should lack in becoming a double king, a double sovereign. Isn't each one of you having the right to double sovereignty? Nod your head if you think yes, you have a right to the double sovereignty. Nod to your head to Baba. Are you? Do you have the right to double sovereignty? Yes? So how happy Baba is. On seeing each child of his as a double sovereign. Bap Dada sees the record of every child, of each child every day. Bap Dada sees the record of each child every day, and what does he see in it? Each one of you already know about it in your heart. You have claimed the right to the sovereignty. However, at this time, you are to be a self-sovereign. So, a self-sovereign means the one who has made his mind, intellect and sanskars be under his control. That is, in whatever way he wants them, wherever he wants them. To use, they should be under his control. That is, he should have a right over them. At any time, at any place, just as your limbs, your hands, your legs, they are under your control, aren't they? Similarly, mind, intellect and sanskars. Whenever you want them, however way you want them, you should have a ruling power and controlling power over them. But at present, all of you are number wise in this. At this time, you are seen as number wise. You do say that they belong to you. You say, my mind, the mind is mine, intellect is mine. Then,
ruling power.
Then,
but
still, the ruling power and controlling power is number wise.
Suchnami.
Bap Dada keeps signaling you about time from time to time. Bap Dada has kept on signaling you about time from time to time, and according to the time and the self-respect or title of each one of you is a world benefactor. So, according to the need of the hour, Each child it is time for each child to reveal your world benefactor stage, because in the world peacelessness, sorrow is increasing day by day. Your own brothers, your own sisters, your family are so much in sorrow. So don't you feel mercy on your family? At present, Baba is giving the signal that along with self-effort, world service also should be done simultaneously, just as service through the mind at present, service through words at present is being done very well comparatively, and Bhaktada is pleased with that, that you are serving through words very well. In this Platinum Jubilee year, majority of you have in your mind of the great enthusiasm for service. So Bhaktada is pleased on seeing all that. However, there is also need of serving to the mind. Because in order to become a world benefactor and serve everywhere, you have to serve through thoughts, words and actions, and therefore it means that your face, that means presently your face, your behavior, your activity, all that also should do service. For that, you have to check every day. You have to check how much percentage am I serving in all three ways simultaneously. Where service through words is concerned, Bhaktada has already given you the certificate. However, now through your subtle vibrations, through your subtle vibrations of your mind, you will have to become the support of the sorrowful souls. Don't you feel sorry for them? Don't you feel sorry for them? Whatever type of children they are, but after all, they are children. Baba feels sorry for them. Therefore, every child must not be only benefactor of his or her center or benefactor of his or her zone or region, But you should become a world benefactor. You have to become a world benefactor. Therefore, now Bap Dada is drawing your attention.
Apne bhaktoon ka.
That
kalyankari bano.
Become the benefactor of your devotees. Become the benefactor of your devotees.
Kyoka.
Because
yes, sangam yukam bahut bada mahatva.
This confluence age is of very big importance. At this Sangam Yuga or Confluence Age, you can as much help you want from the Father. As much help you want from the Father, you can get it at this time of the Confluence Age. So did you hear what you have to do? You have to increase this, your service to the mind. According to your work, according to your work, just as you fix your fixed time for traffic control, similarly, each one of you have to fix time for serving to the mind. As well, when the sorrow will increase, at that time, the attention of all will be towards the upheaval taking place at that time. But now, it is the time for serving to the mind. At this time, this is why every child should emerge the form of a world benefactor. Self-benefit is automatically and easily merged in world benefit. Why? Because because if the mind is free, then waste thoughts come. But if the mind is busy, that waste will be finished easily. Therefore, goes on a tour of this land and other lands and sees his children who don't have the knowledge, then Baba feels very sorry on them. This is why all of you too should now become dispellers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness. Today all of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? There is such a big difference between the Holi celebrated by people in the world and the Holi celebrated by you. But Bap Dada has told you earlier that your Bhagats are very clever and in copying what you have done. Because all these different rituals have been made by the souls who came in copper age. It was their first birth, wasn't it? This is why their intellect, as the law is that everything is pure at the beginning, first is sato, then it becomes rajo. So at that time when the souls came, their intellect was sato, was pure comparatively. This is why they copied every speciality or activity of yours. For example, you always stay happy, and this they copied. You always stay enthusiastic, and this they copied and celebrated as a festival. So the rhyming words, Utsah is enthusiasm and Utsav is festival. So here you stay enthusiastic and they celebrated it as a festival. Just like about Shivratri, Bhaktada mentioned that how they have copied you. Similarly, at the confluence age, you always stay enthusiastic. Yours is enthusiasm, utsaha, and that they have remembered it as utsav or festival, and they celebrated accordingly as a festival. So what do they do on holy? You have colored your life. You have colored your life. But what type of color is it? It is the color of the company of the Father. So, a whole time you stay colored in the company of the Father, is it not? And they too have good colors, but then as they are body conscious, they have made it into physical colors. All of you at this confluence age, you have colored yourself in the Father's company, so it is a color of the company of the Father. The color is of the company of the Father. This is one meaning of holy coloring, and the second meaning in English, holy means pure, purity. Holy means purity. Therefore, by coloring yourself in the company of the Father, you become holy or pure. All of you have become pure, haven't you? All of you have taken the vow of purity, haven't you? Of course, it's all number wise, but to become a Brahmin means to take the vow of purity. Become a Brahmin means to take the vow of purity. Because the father is always pure. He is and he is already an embodiment of purity. He doesn't have to imbibe purity in him. He's already that. So you know what the speciality of Holi is. You do become pure. In the color of Baba's company, you become double pure. Because even the prophet souls, the holy souls, they too become pure. But then their purity is single because they make only their soul pure. It's only you who will have double purity, that is your soul and body both will be pure. That double purity is only of yours. You see, from Copper Age onwards, all the souls who came, they were pure, but no one was double pure, that is body and soul both pure, no. Because double pure means soul pure and body also pure. When you will become the world sovereigns in the future, then your soul and body both will be pure. Go around the whole cycle. From Copper Age onwards till now, you see, is there anyone who has become double pure? That is soul and body both pure. Is there anyone? So, it's only you who were double pure, and how is that you became so great? You became double pure on what basis? Because at this time you color yourselves in God's company. Just as the Supreme Soul is ever pure, similarly even you become double pure for 21 births. Even if prophet souls came, but then they too were not double pure. It is your fortune for that, because you always stay in God's company, and the color of God's company on you is so strong that you become double pure.
Or holy.
And And the other meaning of holy is holy. If you break this word holy into two words, holy. Ho means past and li is finished. So that which is past is past.
Holy.
Holy. So you know how to do holy. You know? Past is past. You know how to do that, don't you? What is past is past. Let bygones be bygones. So you know how to do that, don't you? This is the meaning of holy. So what does this word mean? Past is past. Holy means past is past. Through this, you become double holy for 21 births, not for one birth only, but 21 births. You stay double holy because every second of Sangam Yoga has connection with 21 births. Here, if you use 1 second or 1 minute in a worthwhile way, then for 21 births, everything of yours will be used in a worthwhile way. It is guaranteed. Did you celebrate such a holy? Have you celebrated such a holy? Do you know how to say holy? Past is past. Do you say that? Past is past and finish the past. Do you know how to celebrate holy in this way? So the third thing, what do they do on holy day? First they burn, they light a bonfire and put in the fire all the old things and destroy them. So what did you do with the power of yoga? With the power of yoga, you burn all your old sanskars, old vices in the fire, don't you? Have you burnt everything? Or are you still in the process of burning? Have you already burnt them? Your old sanskars, old the things, have you already burnt them or not yet? Or are you still burning them? Those who say that, yes, I have already burnt all my old sanskars of the past. I've already burnt them. They raise their hand. Have they already burnt or do they still come? They do come a little bit, don't they? When you send your chart to Bab Dada, you write, Baba, most of them have gone. You are very clever in writing the chart. You say, Baba, most of them have gone, but they come sometimes, they emerge. They come only sometimes they emerge. Most of them have gone. But to burn means to burn for good. After burning, there should be no trace of them. after killing the body remains, it is visible, is it not? Even though it's killed, it is dead, but the body is still there. But after it is burnt, then nothing of it remains. Just as you see Ravan, you don't just kill it, but you burnt it also. You burn it also, so that no trace of it remains. Therefore, all of you two should note in yourself, have we killed our old sanskars or have we also burnt them and finished them so that no trace is visible to? If you have not burnt your old sanskars, then from time to time they get emerged. So the bhagats have copied everything of what you do. You burn and they also burn. They make again. They do not celebrate without burning. You burn your sanskars, you have burnt your sanskars and thereby become holy. You have already become holy and you're also becoming holy. So, did you celebrate holy? You celebrated holy by being in the company of the Father, and now you are sitting in the company of the Father. So you celebrated holy, didn't you? Did you celebrate? Raise your hand. Yes, you already celebrated. To celebrate holy means to become holy, means to become pure. As the father, so the children. Suppose if there's a sanskar which has not been burnt by now and it emerges, then do you like it? Do you like your old sanskar coming up in you? And the thought comes in you, doesn't it? That I need to make intense effort and finish this sanskar. Doesn't this thought come in you? Not that I want to kill it, but I want to destroy it. But you know what happens is that you kill your sanskars, but then sometimes what you have killed, it wakes up again. It becomes alive again, but if you burn it, then it will not come again. So what do you have to do? Do you have to burn it today or you have killed it and that's enough? Do you have that power to burn it also? Can you create this thought that I have burnt it also? When they have a chit chat with Bab Dada, you know, they speak so sweetly to Baba. They say, Baba, I tried so much, but it still comes back. It's not that I want it, but it still comes back. the reason was told to you, you kill it but you don't burn it. So Bap Dada says that children make so much effort, but then along with that effort the children make, the need is of a determined thought. Determination is the key to success. A thought which has a determination in it means, because determination means that it will not come back. A determined thought that you will not do something, it means it won't come back. And then as Baba was saying, you talk very sweet things to Baba, because when it comes back, you know what you say to Baba? All of you have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, and you speak so sweetly to Baba. You say, Baba, I didn't want it to happen, but it comes. That means you lack power. It means you lack determination, is it not? Therefore, become the one with the determination, with the determined thought in you. Become like that. I will do it. This is the determination. And then check that determined thought every day. And find out where the weakness came in that determination. And then a special attention to that situation or circumstance if it comes again, so that it doesn't come once more to you, doesn't come back again to you. Sit on the seat of Master Almighty Authority and finish that old thought and old sanskar. Many children say that we experience it many times, that whenever we want any power, at that time the power doesn't come. Otherwise we do have the power, but it doesn't come when we need it. Even if we try to emerge it, still it doesn't come. You do say that you are Master Almighty Authority Source. That's what's your title. Your title is Master Almighty Authority, is it not? And what do you say? That the power doesn't come at the time of need. What is the reason? At that time you are not seated on the seat of Master Almighty Authority stage. Even otherwise, if you go to anyone's office, if someone who has the authority and he has to give an order, then they obey him, don't they? If somebody else tells them, they might not obey the order. But the one who is the authority, and he is seated on his seat and he gives the order, then everybody has to obey, is it not? Similarly, you order, but then you are not seated on your seat, and this is why even if you invoke, it doesn't come to you, because the power doesn't obey you as you are not seated on your seat. This is why Bap Dada has again and again told you, keep your mind busy. Bap Dada has told you again and again about this. Keep your mind busy. Keep the powers emerged in your mind all the time. Also emerge every power each time and see how much power of that is in you. And if you experience this, if you seat yourself on your seat, then the powers will always be present in front of you. They are your powers, aren't they? So did you celebrate Holi? You celebrate Holi all the time, don't you? You're always coloring yourselves in the company of God's color, aren't you? You are colored in the company, aren't you? The task which you have been given by Bap Dada, if that task has not been accomplished yet by you, then Bap Dada is giving you one extra week, one more week to accomplish it. The amount of time he had given, that is there, but then he's giving one more week. You have to finish this homework. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Raise your hand. You'll have to do it if you raised your hand. You raise your hand so well that you please Bap Dada very well. But I must do it. I will do it. Because you are seeing the speed of time. And Bap Dada has been giving this warning of things going to happen suddenly for a long time. Bab Dada is giving you one self-respect, point of self-respect. Each child become a special soul with a determined thought. Determination means you think about it and it happens. Children say, I did make a determined thought, but determination means you think and you are able to do it. If there is no success, then it cannot be called having a determined thought. Therefore, may you have determination in you. Baba is giving you this blessing. Let this be your self-respect. Every day at Amrit Vela, revise this self-respect. Become aware of this self-respect. Every day at Amrit Vela, I am the soul who has made a determined thought and then move forward. Now there are two more turns. What will you do in these two more turns? You know, Bhapta, there's two turns after this. So what will you do in these two turns? Say, those in the first line say, I have to do it. We may do it. No, not that. I have to do it. I will do it. There's need to become equal to the Father for a long time. Only then there will be an attainment for a long time.
Sangam Yoga Samen. Bahut pyara.
The time of confluence age is very lovely. It's not 1 second, but it is 1 second, which is equal to 1 year attainment. This is why Bab Dada keeps saying, don't waste even 1 second. Don't waste even one thought. Become powerful and make others powerful. Okay? Is it okay? Teachers say. Teachers are nodding. Bab Dada has great love for the teachers. Of course, it's
for me,
for everyone, but
teachers,
the teachers are responsible ones, aren't they?
Bab Dada ki dil ko puran karne wale kon?
Who are the ones who are going to fulfill Bab Dada's hopes? Say, we teachers. Raise your hand, all teachers. See, so many teachers are here. Oh, wow. So many teachers. Are wow. Oh, great. I was saying. Okay.
Holi bhi manai.
You celebrated Holi.
Abhi kya karna?
Now what is to be done?
Baba, seva ka turn Rajasthan ka hai.
This time seva turn
Keval
is of Rajasthan. Only Rajasthan.
Rajasthan wale khade honge.
All those of Rajasthan stand up.
Yes. 4,000 आए हैं.
4,000 हैव कम फ्रॉम.
छोटा है राजस्थान अभी.
स्मॉल कंपैरेटिवली. बाबा सिंह इट इज नॉट स्मॉल. It is big. It is big, isn't it? Rajasthan?
Aapko Rajasthan. To Abu ka kabar
hai. You should say Rajasthan is a room of Abu. So Abu is big. So and his room is Rajasthan. So it is big. Bap Dada is happy with Rajasthan. Because
Rajasthan bachpan se
because all those who were born in Rajasthan, they are all immortal. Immortal in service. Not physically, but in service they are immortal. Also, Rajasthan at the beginning created air quality souls. Rajasthan created air quality souls at the beginning. And it was easy for Bap Dada to give the example of air quality souls at that time.
Rajasthan.
Also Rajasthan.
Jaise Gujarat nazdeek hai.
Just as Gujarat is near,
Rajasthan
similarly Rajasthan is the big room of Abu. Whenever they are called, what they say, yes, we are ready. Yes, we are ready to come. We are available. Whenever they are called, they are always available. Bap Dada is seeing the speciality of every zone. And the system which has been made is very good, very well made of each zone, having the turn of seva. Munni Ben made this turn.
Diji ne banai, Dadi ji ne banai. Humne to sahyog diya Dadi ji ne.
It was Dadi ji who made the system that each zone should come and serve. Dadi was Dadi, Baba is saying. Dadi was Dadi. And Munni Ben said the first that it was Dadi ji, I only helped Dadi ji. So Dadi ji was Dadi ji, that's what Baba is saying.
Lekin, jo bhi maan di gayi hai.
But all those just as here also.
Yeah.
they followed this discipline. They didn't only say it, but they did it themselves. They followed this discipline of Amrit Vela. Similarly, all of you, this and also made you become enthusiastic in that. All of you like this system, don't you? Of inviting every zone for seva. Okay. All those who are first time from Rajasthan, they raise their hand. Those at the back, raise your hand high. The first timers of Rajasthan. You have got a good chance. Such a big number has come from Rajasthan. Otherwise, you have to come according to the number allotted to you. But then, when it's your turn of seva, then you have freedom to come in as much number you want. So, should Dadi be congratulated for that, or you should be congratulated? Dadi created this system, but you made it in a, you made it practical, and therefore congratulations to you also. Rajasthan, you should do one wonder. Bring air quality souls in front of Baba. Bring air quality souls in front of Baba. Bapdada has seen that all the wings have, most of them have sent the list of their air quality souls. They are cooperative now, but what will they do in the future? But the cooperative souls now have to become those who have love for the yagya. When they have love for the yagya, then they will become cooperative in every task. When they have love for the yagya, then they will be cooperative in every task. Yes, you have written a good list. It's quite a big list. And majority of them, and majority of you keep giving this list from time to time. So, it's a good list which you have given. Today also a list came from a few wings. So, but now, make them have love for the yagya and let them feel that they too belong to the yagya. Make them have this faith that they too belong to the yagya. To make them cooperative, they'll say, yes, we are cooperative. But then to have love for the yagya. That is, whatever the disciplines here, they have love for that also. The different wings have done good work. Bab Dada has congratulated the different wings.
Rajasthan wale baithenge abhi.
Now,
Rajasthan.
Rajasthan means the ones who are kings and make others kings. Not the ones who make subjects, but the ones who make kings. It's Rajasthan, the place of kings. That's the meaning of Rajasthan. So you will make kings. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, two wings are here.
Two wings are here, medical wing
transport.
And transport wing. So medical wing and transport wing.
Medical wale or transport wale khade.
So medical wing and transport wing both stand up. Medical wing. Congratulations. Medical wing. Silver Jubilee of Medical Wing is written on the banner. Transport Wing. So Baba is saying, Bab Dada saw that all these wings which have been created, they are doing very good work in their field. Now, both the wings have sent the list. Bab Dada saw the list and is congratulating you that very good ones have come in your contact and relationship. But according to the present time, Bab Dada is also saying that, as Bab Dada just mentioned, that they are cooperative, but make them have love for the yajna, make them air souls. All those who are cooperative, Bab Dada has told you earlier also, of course the list has come, that's good. But every zone, should make those who are in close contact with them come nearer, and they and do their special retreat, and in this way they will come more close. So from every zone, these air quality souls, wherever you find a big place there, you invite them and have a retreat for them or a meeting for them. And fill power in them so that they can move forward. Whatever they have done up to now, for that you congratulate them and then make a plan for how they can progress further. Because even they, yet even to them you will have to show the method of how to move forward. So all the zones come together and wherever there are special places there, make them come and have, and you have there, make them have a retreat and serve them. Then Baba will see that how many come and what they want to do in the future. So if you bring them in your contact, and then they will become heirs. But these two wings, Bhavdada saw the result was very good. Therefore, to both the wings, Bhavdada is giving congratulations. Bhavdada has told you before also that the delicate times are going to come soon. Therefore, make these souls who are cooperative to have love for the yajna. Bhavdada heard the news of the doctors. You are doing very well. But now the doctors, but now the doctor should make their list of cooperatives, doctors, come closer and make them have love for the yajna. So in this way expansion can take place, then the name can spread. And those of the other wing, the transport wing, all the VIPs you have served, you have served very good number of VIPs, and you have, you are having good connection with them. Now connections are good, but now bring them into relationship too, so that they are not left behind. Because the time of the end is coming, and they should not be left behind and not have not come close. So make them come close, make them come into relationship, close relationship. Bhavdada has seen that since from the time the different wings of professions have begun, have started, the service has spread very well everywhere. This is a very good method of service. But Bhavdada is telling to all the zones also that now increase increase the speed of making a quality souls, otherwise you will hear complaints from them that we remain only cooperative, we didn't progress further to have love for the yagya, we were only cooperative. You do your job and the rest is their fortune. They can come closer. Bhaktada saw the list. Each one of you are giving your list at your time. It's good. And so according to the list, from the list, more and more can come closer. So this is what effort you have to make now. Okay.
Baba, medical wing silver jubilee mana rahi hai.
Dr. Ashok Mehta is saying that medical wing is celebrating silver jubilee and 350 doctors have come. We have made 8 groups and now every group will do its, each group will progress in its own way. And they will bring VIPs closer as you mentioned about mics. And so that's what they will do. We will celebrate whole year as Silver Jubilee year.
और जो ब्लड प्रेशर और स्ट्रोक के लिए ग्रुप बनाया है
सो कैड ब्लड प्रेशर स्ट्रोक डायबिटीज कैंसर मेंटल हेल्थ डी एडिक्शन
बंदी का
एंड
जो हमारी वैल्यूज इन हेल्थ
व्यासा इज वैल्यूज इन हेल्थ एजुकेशन जानकी फाउंडेशन दैट ग्रुप हेल्थ फेयर्स व्हिच वी अरेंज एंड देन
गर्भवती स्त्रियों में बच्चों में
And also to give values to children and also pregnant women and to combine them or to mix them, to make them unite. So without any expenditure through IT information technology, we can get their information. So Baba Singh is good. It's good. Move ahead. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double Videshi, 1,000 aaye hain.
1,000 double foreigners, stand up, all double foreigners, sit from 65 countries, all the double foreigners, stand up. From 65 countries, nearly 1,000 double foreigners. All those of different wings, please sit down. Now only double foreigners, stand up. Wave to Baba, all double foreigners. Wave to Baba. See, everyone is so happy on seeing you. See, from 65 countries, Baba has chosen y'all, found y'all. All of you are happy and intoxicated, aren't you, that Baba has found us. Baba has found us. Bhaktada saw that all the instrument souls, they have they have done very good service of being an instrument. Baba is not taking anyone's name in particular, but all of you who were the instrument ones, you got success, and won everyone's heart. You gave enthusiasm to everyone, so that when they go back to their places, they will refresh the souls there also in the same way. So to all the instrument souls, Bhaktada is congratulating very, very much. Congratulations. The system you have created is very good. Baba is referring to the NCs, NCCs, retreat, and Janak child, has filled extra zeal and enthusiasm in the hearts of all. Each one's face from each one's face it is visible that you have collected a lot of power in you, because that power is visible on your faces. Everyone's faces are so happy, so cheerful. And now, the service which Bharat and foreign countries have come together and done, means Baba is talking about future of power, that service is also very good. Those of Bharat will inspire the souls of foreign lands, and the souls of foreign lands will inspire those of Bharat. So, by doing it together, you become enthusiastic, and also those who hear from you, they too become enthusiastic, that those from foreign lands, they are doing so much, and we are living in Bharat and are not doing that much, so they feel it. And then when those of Bharat go abroad, they feel that, see, we in India are not able to benefit so much, and see these ones living in foreign countries, they are benefiting so much. So in this way they get the enthusiasm and also move forward. So this plan which you have made of the 3-4 programs which you've already done, future of power programs, in that Bhaktada saw that the atmosphere has changed, because different types of people come in that. Christians come, Muslims come, all of different religions come. So when they see people of different religions together, then they feel that yes, the world can become one, united once again. This is why so Bhaktada likes your training very much. Bhaktada is giving special blessing to those who have worked so hard in this. Now, those of foreign lands also should bring air quality souls. Because time anything can happen anytime. So, however much you can benefit souls, you keep on giving benefit to souls. Because later on you will not get time. Now there is the time to serve them. At least they should come and see the father's home. They should get the father's introduction. You feel sorry for them, don't you? You are doing very well, and but one thing Baba is remembering now, that at the beginning you used to bring VIPs from abroad to India, and their name used to come in the newspapers, and the news reporters used to come specially to take the news of them, because even the government had to take care of them, and therefore they too were influenced. Therefore, that you are not doing now. You have come, that's very good. Congratulations for that. But then, this is missing at the moment, of bringing those VIPs to Madhuban. Bring them to Madhuban, then the government, or their ears will also open. Just as now you see now the Platinum Jubilee, which is being celebrated everywhere. That Platinum Jubilee celebration has done good work of awakening Bharatvasis. Before, people used to think, what are these Brahma Kumaris up to? But now the words which come on their lips is, oh, these Brahma Kumaris are wonderful. Are wonderful. They are celebrating their Platinum Jubilee, so they are wonderstruck. And also the second thing which makes them wonder is, it's the sisters who are running everything. They are administrating everything. So this also makes them get surprised at how women are running everything. And they wish to come closer to you. They wish to hear from you. They wish to meet you. And your main subject, that you are a soul, that they want to hear more and more. Especially this Platinum Jubilee, they are understanding that by becoming soul conscious, by considering the self to be a soul, we can all come together, we can all be united. So just as Platinum Jubilee has done wonders, similarly, do more service in this way, and the TV, television and radio, which is doing the wonderful service of giving the message, for that also Bhaktada is congratulating. That sitting at home, people are able to get the message. Otherwise, many can give the excuse that we want to come to the center, but we don't get time. But now, sitting at home, they watch on the television, and this way they are awakening gradually. So, whatever you are doing is happening well, it's good, and it will continue to happen more and more well. For that, congratulations. Bab Dada has seen that the enthusiasm for service is increasing more and more in everyone. I want to do, this enthusiasm is coming. And so wherever there's enthusiasm, where there's zeal, enthusiasm, there's automatically success. This is why all of you who are now face to face, and then those who are far away but watching, they are listening to Baba, to all of them, to all the children everywhere, Bab Dada is giving lots and lots of love from the heart, and along with that, congratulating them for staying in Baba's heart. You may sit down. Okay, you may sit down. Baba is saying, now you are liking to stay here. And double foreigners, when they are here, the whole family is so happy to see the double foreigners. And they have come from 65 countries. See how you have come here. You have come in the plane of love. Aeroplane of love has brought you here. There are many first-timers. For all first-timers, stand up. All the first-timers, please stand up. All the first-timers. Double congratulations to all the first timers. Because why double congratulations to the first timers? Because you have come before the upheaval and are making your fortune. Oh, instead of saying, oh God, what's happened? You are saying, my Baba. So at least you have got the fortune of saying, my Baba, before the upheavals come in the world. Bhaktada is happy to see the ones who have come. The children, you are welcome, you are welcome, you have come, you have come. See, half class is of the first timers. Now you will have to do intense effort, not just effort maker, but you have to become intense effort makers. Even now, if you do intense effort, then with intense effort, you can move forward. There is margin. If you make intense effort, now is not the time to make ordinary effort. To every child, when going on a round, Bap Dada is seeing how the children, whether the children are moving forward at good fast speed or are they slack in moving forward, because Baba goes on a round. He tours. You cannot go on a tour, but Bap Dada goes on a tour every day, and along with Baba, the special souls who have gone in the advance party, even they go on a tour with Bap Dada, and they are happy to see you, that our brothers and our sisters have come, so they see the new ones also, and are happy to say, oh, they've come, they've come. This is why keep on moving forward, and the whole Brahmin family is congratulating. Congratulations, congratulations. Okay, you may now sit down. Okay. So Baba has met everyone, hasn't he?
तो वन वालों को विशेष बाप दादा
टुडे
बात की मुबारक दे रहे
बाप दादा इज गिविंग स्पेशल कंग्रेचुलेशंस टू ऑल द मधुबन निवासीज अबाउट वन थिंग विच इज दैट वन थिंग All of you have done very good service with great love. All Madhuban Nivasis have done very good service with great love. Even if a very big family came, but it is the Madhuban Nivasis who became in the instruments to serve them, of course. Although every zone helps, but those who live permanently here, without their cooperation, even those who come and serve will not be able to do it. So each Madhuban Nivasi, each resident of Madhuban, not only those who live here in Shantivan, but even those who live up Pandavavan, Gyan Sarovar Hospital, all those who have cooperated and become tireless and helped. This is why to every child with his own name, except Bap Dada's love and remembrance, or every Madhuban Nivasi individually by name, except Yaad from Bap Dada individually.
Achha, jo Madhuban wale hai wo.
All the Madhuban Nivasi stand up. All the Madhuban Nivasi stand up. Congratulations to all of you. Bahut achha, very good. Okay, you may sit down.
Achha, abhi aage badho.
Okay, now what's next? Yeah, they are done. Muni Bani Singh Baba, Yaad Pyar, love and remembrance.
Charor ke.
To all.
Holiest.
To all the holiest.
Bachchon ko.
Children everywhere. Who at every step always say, my Baba, my Baba, and are flying, and through their intense effort are always moving forward and making others move forward. To Bap Dada's such jewels of his eyes, बाप दादास बाप दादा
दिल का प्यार
गिव्स लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ लव फ्रॉम द हार्ट
साथ में
अलोंग विद दैट
होली की मुबारक
इज ऑल्सो कंग्रेचुलेटिंग फॉर होली Why? Because you are the holy ones. No one else becomes double holy. Only you become double holy. This is why multi-million times congratulations.